At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show.
What is the thing that you could do to make some money on the internet? Hey there, welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Welcome back to the show, a show that hasn't been a show in quite a bit. Summing up what went down for the nerds in Seattle and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor. And boy, are we banging this nerd talk drum hard. Hope you're feeling good today. Hope things are feeling good. Do you feel good? How are you feeling? I'm well. Huh. Now I'm confused about a thing that I've understood for years. That's happening to me a lot. Anyway, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. You can also hear me in Portland and in Sacramento. Both of them are 94.7s, which is very interesting to me. Anyway, I ask about the YouTube thing because I'm watching people just make stuff out of wood, and it's like, not like it's complicated stuff, but they have, like, Alexander Chappelle has 100,000 subscribers. And he's just got a great aesthetic, which I think is part of it. Wish I could do stuff on wood just to make subscribers. What could I do on YouTube to get people to watch? I'll have to think about that. I don't really have any skills other than saying stupid jokes on the radio. Can I say stupid jokes on the YouTube? Is that a thing? I don't know. Interesting. Okay, I had to come back. Sorry. I had to go listen to the news for today before I talk about something that might have been in it. I think this is so interesting. I'm not one to normally talk about Miley Cyrus, but evidently she's making a Metallica covers album. I was reading about it at Stereo Gum. They got it from Spin, who got it from some interview. Anyway, she's making a Metallica covers album. I don't even know what... I guess it works out. Like, she oversings everything all the time, and no one oversings as much as James Hetfield. But he invented his own style, so her covering that? Like, there's this version of Nothing Else Matters that she played at Glastonbury, and it works. So I guess I'm stoked. I've never understood Miley Cyrus. I mean, I literally understand her, but it's never been something that computed with me. I guess I just don't ever get pop stars. It doesn't feel very artistic to me. That's a dickhead thing to say, but it always seems so polished and glamorized that I don't know. I like the grit of and the struggle. Not that she didn't work hard. I'm sure she did. Anyway, I mean, what am I talking about here? Have you seen this preview for the new Mandalorian season, the final one that they did where he's got the jetpack? Dope. I'm looking at Mando right now. I've got the Funko Pop here in my studio. I'm really excited for it. Here's a bummer. COVID killed another thing this year.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Look, I'm a dude who loves Dick's Drive-In, but also In-N-Out Burger is taking a step closer to getting to Washington. Beaverton, Oregon is the new location that they're scouting. That's right outside Portland. And that means we're just a few hours up north from getting our own location. All right, on to stuff that's actually happening here. Sad news! The Christmas winter-themed light show, Enchant, at T-Mobile Park has pulled the plug on this year's lights. Ah, bummer. In an email to guests, they said, quote, "It is not safe at this time to gather in such large numbers," according to King5.com. And the numbers are in, and it looks like the West Seattle Bridge is a billion-dollar problem either way you handle it. Oh, good. To repair the bridge would mean it's open in 2022. Okay, go on. And could last anywhere from 15 to 40 years. All right. Or you could replace the bridge and it wouldn't open until 2026, but it would last 75 years. I say replace it with a Hot Wheels accelerator and just build a ramp. Also, if we build a new bridge, is it Godzilla-proof? I mean, the way things are going now, that's gotta be a certainty in our near future.
You just got news.
I think it's so cool when stuff in space happens, but I think oftentimes people don't understand the complexity and the sheer distances between things when you're talking about it. Like, you think it's hard to travel in rush hour from anywhere to anywhere. Like, it took me 27 minutes. Oh my God, it was 45 minutes to get home. I came home from Bellevue. It took 2 hours. Yeah, you went like 9 miles. NASA has sent a craft called OSIRIS-REx. I can't remember what it means. Also, I don't care. They sent this probe to an asteroid called Bennu. Bennu? B-E-N-N-U. How would you say that? Bennu? Yeah. Bennu. I'm going to say Bennu. I like that better. They sent this craft to Bennu, and what they want is for it to fly down and to do a little like pogo stick, like boing, but as it hits, it releases a bunch of like the pogo stick popping into the rocks and stuff like that, releases a bunch of soil and other space crap. And then it's got a little scooper deal that scoops that up and goes, mine! And then runs home with it. Well, the craft then went back out into orbit. It might do another attempt, depending on how much they think they got. I think they'll be able to tell how much is in the hopper. It was a success, according to all the programming they said. Now, here's the deal about it, though. When we send something to Mars, that's bonkers. The idea that we can fly an airplane without a person in it over to the Middle East and shoot a wedding is like scary, obviously, awful, totally. But that's pretty remarkable. You could remote control fly a killing machine around the world. We can remote control pilot a craft on the surface of Mars. It's so far away that it takes like a number of minutes for the, what is the time on that? At our best, we can contact Mars with a signal to tell a robot what to do in 3 minutes, at worst 22, kind of depending on the number of satellites we have to go through and the distances between the two planets, right? Bennu is twice, it's like, oh, I get this wrong. It's like an Earth and a half away. We measure things in space based on how far Earth is from the sun. That's like kind of our measuring stick. And even though it's not precise because it changes, there's a little bit of wobble from that. We could measure it then. So it's like 1.4 AU away. And an AU is how far away we are from the sun. So right now, Bennu is that far away. It takes 18 minutes if you tell a craft like, hey, get in there and go scoop some stuff up. If you mess something up and you need to tell it not to, or if you notice something is going bad more likely, and you have to tell it to stop, you better have 19 minutes in hand before it happens, because otherwise it'll bonk. That's how far away it is. You get mad because you try to do a Zoom call with your friend in New York and there's a little bit of a delay or latency, or we record the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast and there's a bit of a delay between Brandon and I, and it's like, we just calculate for that. But this is 18 minutes. What if I was like, hey, what up? How are you? 18 minutes goes by. Good. 18 minutes back. Cool. 18 minutes again. Like, it's a 36-minute round trip, right, to get a signal back. That's so crazy. So we told a little, flying trash can, it's probably something the size of like a blue mailbox, maybe a little bigger than that, actually, to go out. We flew it out to this asteroid as it passed by Earth, and we said, hang out there for a while. And it did. It's really far away now. And then we told it, go in there and take a shovel, but don't get too close because you might crash. Okay, good. So it pokes the thing, gathers the stuff up, goes back out to orbit. Now, as the asteroid heads this way again, it's going to drop a bucket full of stuff back down to Earth so we can see what is on this asteroid. That's so crazy. People can't pick up their dog shit, let alone here we are on another planet doing something nuts like that. I'm sorry. I just find it I'm not sorry. I find it fascinating, and I feel like it's something that we should know more about. The distance, the vastness of space is so crazy. But then on the flip side, Voyager and Voyager 2 are crafts that are interstellar. They've left our own solar system, I think that might not be the technical term, but they've gone beyond our planets and beyond the, I don't know, they're out at the Oort cloud or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it's called. But they're still, despite having traveled since 1977, I think, to get there, that's 43 years, they still aren't quite a light day away. Like if you send a message to Voyager, it takes 23 hours to get there. So, we still can't even, it takes 40 years to travel one light day. Or like probably like 50 years. It's so crazy to me. Okay, anyway, what else is happening? Oh, people have strapped other people into seats to measure their heart rates as they watch scary movies and determine the scariest. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A team of nerds from the Science of Scare Project strapped a bunch of humans to heart rate monitors to find out which is the scariest movie. Because that's just what we needed in 2020. More stress. The answer, 2012's Sinister. Insidious, The Conjuring, Hereditary, and Paranormal Activity round out the top five. Good luck. In the wastelands of desert Australia, they're building a solar farm so big it'll power their northern territory.
You mean Kangaroo, Texas?
Kangaroo, Texas. Wait a second. We have an unsurvivable, pointless desert region. Arizona. When can we join in? And finally, the U.S. government is suing to slow down Google, asserting that this hive of data bees is too big and can force unfair conditions upon contractors knowing they have no other option. The government did make their first big mistake when they Googled best antitrust lawyer. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Sorry I haven't been around for a while, but I had a stupid phone call with an idiot. It stopped me from doing this for a week, but I'm back! I'm back!
This is the end of the show show! The end of the show show! The end of the show show!
The end of the show show!
The end of the show show!
Alright, thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.